Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 242. Fall back, spring ahead. Sounds like a rallying call for a sports team, a rousing cheer to make a surprise, deceptive defensive move in order to gain an unexpected advantage. Fall back, spring ahead. In other words, pause, take a moment to reevaluate the situation, and then onward. Surrender, but do not give up. Conserve your energy and then act decisively with right timing. I can see the t-shirts flying off the internet shelves. Fall back, spring ahead. A defining motto for a new day, a calming mantra for a moment of peace right here and now. Of course, the phrase is a commonly used reminder of what to do with our clocks twice a year. Today is that day when magically the sun no longer sets at 6 p.m. in my hometown, but rather at 7 p.m. And the inexorable sun's movement towards spring means we actually gain about 3 minutes of extra light every day. Cast off your chains, O ye who suffer from seasonal affective disorder, for liberation is at hand. Within the chaos of consciousness, there is certainly one sinister culprit that believes it is in charge. I speak of Mistress Time, a taskmaker for sure, whose tentacles infiltrate one's awareness at an early age and continue to silently expand until I, quite puppet-like, dance incessantly to her clockmaker goddess strings. I acknowledge I remain a prisoner of time, with some moments when I manage to escape, only to fall again into her clutches like a wild animal caught by falling suddenly into a carefully disguised pit trap. Wasting time and saving time battle it out like two hungry dogs at a survival game of tug. Way back in podcasts 35 and 36, I talked about my belief that rushing is a form of violence against oneself and others. I also described the situations that brought me to that profound realization. My personal rushometer is now highly developed, and I've trained myself to pause and pay attention when the needle is rising to avoid falling deeper into any form of hurry sickness. People rush because they're late. They've miscalculated how long something would take. They rush to save face, to move away from uncertainty and discomfort. They rush into decisions or agreements in order to have things be settled, seemingly more under control. Being busy conveys a sense of self-importance. My personal minutes, my precious, like Gollum secretly clutching his ring in the dark in The Hobbit. Rushing almost always has elements of blind energy, trampling on our own creative and intuitive strengths, as well as the rights and personal space of others, and not just when behind the wheel. I remember periods in my own life where time was definitely out of balance as I struggled with being present as a father, working for the health department, managing a speaking and writing career, and building some sort of house or guest house to get ahead with real estate. Rats in a maze hardly ever take time in praise of idleness. I grew up conditioned to accept the inherent moral goodness of being productive. There seems to be a subtle sense of guilt in our current culture when we choose to do nothing, to waste time, to simply relax and have no plans. I knew even then that such spaciousness, even if only for a few hours, was good for the heart and soul, as well as incubating creative ideas. Was I so busy because of ambition, drive, addiction, workaholism is the addiction others love, habit, anxiety about what I might feel if I slowed down? I see lots of people still caught in being cranky, anxious, and sad, not because of who they are, but because of their insanely time-driven work circumstances. No one asked for traffic jams, long supermarket lines, or deadlines. That term heralds from the Civil War, when prisoners would be shot for trying to escape, crossing the dead line, a line within or around a prison. We impose those things on ourselves and then impatiently, collectively complain about them. What is hidden in plain sight here is the realization that clock time in any form is an artificial construct, heralding from the 10th to the 13th centuries as the Middle Ages morphed into the first industrial revolution when labor became a commodity. Production became king, hours became wealth, time is money, and the clock became God. Is the frenetic, frantic hustle just a hedge against existential emptiness and ennui? At the other end of the busy spectrum, one only need observe the thousands in assisted living, many of whom are killing time, biding time, time at a standstill, waiting for the inevitable, their hard-earned free time now sadly wasting away. There is a middle way, where idleness is not indulgence but indispensable. Time can never be wasted if I am awake and aware. In praise of being idle reminds me, especially now when my time is theoretically my own to mostly spend as I wish, that prolonged bouts of leisure create new, inventive, playful, pleasantly unexpected directions. I embrace my own unique biorhythms, seasonal time, hell, even geologic time, artist time, stolen moments, free time flowing like the wind, lightning, a river, playing hide and seek with the moment. Consciously, if only for brief interludes, let time be stretched to accommodate the natural rhythms of my day. Expand the window I usually allow for an activity. Perhaps invite lunch to evolve into an all-afternoon affair, or permit a visit with friends to take as long as it needs to go on until we feel complete. Give myself the gift of a totally unstructured day. The purpose of singing, dancing, or living itself is not to get to the end of the piece so that we can move on to something else, but rather to be suspended in the moment, to experience the joy of timelessness. Today, I will live as if time were a blank canvas rather than a prison wall. Kill the clock. Fall back. Spring ahead. Thanks as always for listening.